In high school, I used to smoke Black and Milds.
Everybody did.
And I thought that that was luxury.
Was Black and Milds, Swisher Sweets.
I thought it was, that's how Caribbean businessmen enjoy their afternoons.
Yeah, we've been over this. The wooden tip, that was luxury. The Black and Mild wooden tip.
Yeah, you feel like Hunter S. Thompson.
Aren't they plastic?
No, but that's what I'm saying. They had like an upscale version that had a wooden tip.
Oh, I never had that.
You never had that? Oh, no. Like you broke fucking idiots.
A woodland creature would smoke.
Exactly, like a little a fat little squirrel. Like
some kind of like goat pedophile.
not a goat pedophile. Yeah.
He'd blow into his pan flute and smoke his wood-tipped Black and Mild and then lure children into the woods.
Why? No, he's just horny for regular women.
You should get goat legs.
Yeah, that's what I was imagining.
Me?
Gustav is Puck.
Puck? Yeah. From Midsummer's Night Dream?
Yeah, Midsummer's Tight Cream.
Midsummer's Tight Peen.
Midsummer's Tight Jeans. Mm-hmm. And it's a bunch of Shakespearean guys wearing very tight jeans.
You can see their balls from the back.
Doth thou see my penis?
Doth thou see my prince?
My lines, my outlines. My luscious and salubrious outlines. Mm-hmm. Shall dance upon my thigh and trace down the piss as it runs, as it stains dark my blue jeans.
my
blue jeans dye dark with the stains of urine as they make their way down my constricted and turgid tight legs and into my ankles and it fills my shoes with the scent and weight of a thousand pisses and the piss of autumn. And I don't have to look at Shakespeare.
That's good. Yeah, you did very well.
And doth thou eyes present to me a picture of a big pair of tits
that I may get
hard, that I may find myself completely erect inside my tight jeans, and the jeans, the pressure, they shall make me come. I guess.
And I shall bust.
And I hath busted.
That I hath busted.
In mine jeans.
How bust now, the good sir? How bust now, good sir, upon my visage? Upon my visage, thou bustest in pleasure. Thou bustest in sin. Thou bustest in duty. And thou leave thy bust upon my lips.
Upon mine ass cheeks.
Upon mine ass cheeks to dry.
And peel it off like Elmer's glue.
And to dry in the brisk breath of Uncle Winter's disdain for our devilish tryst of the mates of gender. Shall he do say, the good Lord, this is an abomination.
This is disgusting.
And mine eyes fell upon the dried bust peeled off like paper mache. And shall I, when I, chapter 12.
Yeah, dude, Shakespeare.
The Confessions of St. Augustine, chapter 12. Oh, good Lord, when you look down upon me as I bend at the knee and hip to receive thine good graces upon my puckered anus. My eyes shall fall upon my reflection in the spittoon as I've bent over like a bovine in repose waiting for the load of the Lord to wash upon my anus and dry out the sins of defecation left as flecks and morsels upon my hemorrhotic lines of swollen vascularity around my anus, each one representing hidden desires buried deep in me, O Lord, and I took your grace into my ass.
Into mine own ass, I hath become fucked.
Into
by
mine
you.
Own ass, O Lord, I confess I have never felt such girth in pleasure as brought to me by the Lord, and as each knot of the rosary entered my body, I.
St. Augustine's diaries were discovered after his execution for homosexuality.
Chapter 13, San Francisco. And 15 of thou men shared a van where we lived and fucked, O Lord. And I knew that the gas tank was filled not just.
Hey, Aug, you still doing your gay ass little fucking.
I'm reading my book! Get come the on. Fuck out!
Come on, yo. Come on, yo. The fucking Ravens is playing, yo, with that gay shit. We can hear you from in here, yo.
And my roommate from Dundalk then would yell at me, and I would tell him I am busy testifying to the grace of the Lord.
Yeah, he's in there doing some gay. He says he thinks he's having sex with God, yo. Yeah. I don't know, man. But the thing is, when he's asleep, we fucking rob him, so it don't even fucking matter. He's rich or some shit.
Yes.
I got his debit card. I got pictures of his the debit card. He was dead. He was doing ketamine.
The Confessions of St. Augustine, chapter 14. And one time I got hard at Suncoast Video looking at a novelty t-shirt of Stewie Griffin, and I thought of you, oh Lord. And I thought to myself, shall what to I confess? The sin of homosexuality or pedophilia, or does it not matter? Because Stewie's presentation is so far removed from that of
an actual child.
Of an actual human at all, that it could just be the Lord's grace of artistic divinity. And what I experienced was not sexual attraction to a forbidden class, more so an appreciation for mankind's gift of art that channels through basically what I'm getting at.
I get it, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Then why don't we let my dear friend.
No, I got what you were saying about once, Stewie.
For just for once, maybe, possibly.
Even one.
No, I he was just saying that.
Oh, so not only are you not going to be a part of the bit, you're going to mid-bit explain it.
I don't know why I said I get it, but I felt him on that. Not that he actually
because
wants
you've
to
gotten
fuck
hard
the
at
cartoon.
Pictures of babies.
No, but he was getting hard at man's accomplishment.
Right.
What was that? What happened when we were driving? We passed by that.
Oh yeah, the ski resort.
No, come on.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's Catamount.
Catamount.
I
yes.
Like, I said I've heard that name before.
Oh yeah, I've heard. I know about that. No, it was like what was. Catamount is a ski resort, is what Nick said, and then you said, "I know, I've heard the name before."
Yeah, that's not.
No, I walk by.
It's clearly a ski. There's fucking slopes.
Right.
I'm like, oh shit, we could be skiing right now.
Right.
If there was any snow, and then you said after that, "Oh, that's a ski resort."
Yeah, Catamount.
Catamount.
I've heard the name.
I've heard of that place before.
No, I've heard the name before.
I've heard the name.
Not even I've heard the place.
I've heard that referred to before. I've heard that name.
There's a guy there.
Yeah, that was a
name. There's a guy who works there named Adam.
I see.
It was like, oh, and pumpkins means.
It means your testicles.
It's when his coworkers deliberately write a joke, and he's like, wait, I think there's a joke there.
Yeah.
Don't be the boys downstairs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's funny because boys downstairs is also what would be going on with that.
With that blind pedophile.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You got the boys downstairs.
Oh, I
got
to take care of my boys downstairs. Everyone always thinks he's talking about shaving his balls.
But he means fucking the sex slaves
and
in his basement.
And Jake Gyllenhaal in Zodiac, and he's like, he has a basement. He has the only house with a basement in San Francisco.
Whoa.
It's the St. Augustine house. My Lord, I had a basement built for the sole purpose of committing sins closer to hell, where I will one day undoubtedly end up. Oh, Lord, I love these penis, and I can't wait to drink penis. I can't wait to have sex.
And drink your smooth cum out of your smooth penis that's been shaved by the lawnmower.
And by coming and going, it brought to my mind other ideas and remembrances.
Like having sex at the Chuck E. Cheese, oh Lord.
And little by little, so easily penetrated to the quick, except that no. I...
Wow, you don't even have to change
you
it.
You don't. You can just go right to the man himself.
Wow.
Yeah.
The goat.
Those are some lucky pulls on mine.
That was...
We both fucked her.
Neither of you fucked her.
And I... What if I just cut to it and he's like, and they both fucked
her.
And they both fucked
my girl.
We'll go to St. Augustine.
Let's see what St. Augustine has to say about whether we fucked her or not. He'll have the answer.
Break them, I will declare, and all who worship thee shall say when they hear these things, blessed be the Lord in heaven and earth. Great and wonderful is his name.
Sounds like we fucked
him. Thy words had stuck fast in my breast, and I was hedged round about by thee on every side. Of thy eternal life I was now certain, although I had seen it through a glass darkly. Mm. And I had been relieved of all doubt that there is an incorruptible substance, and that it is the source of every other substance. Nor did I any longer crave greater certainty about thee, but rather greater steadfastness in thee. For my temporal life, everything was uncertain, and my heart had to be purged of the old leaven. The way, the Savior himself, pleased me well, but as yet I was reluctant to pass through the strait gate. And thou didst put it into my mind, and it seemed good in my own sight, to go to Simplicianus, who appeared to me a faithful servant of thine, and thy grace shone forth in him. I had also been told that from his youth up, he had lived in entire devotion to thee. He was already an old man, and because of his great age, which he had passed in such a zealous discipleship in thy way, he appeared to me likely to have gained much wisdom. And indeed he had.
Finish the read. We haven't even done the promo code.
Hometown 12.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I forgot.